Lesson 87, Acts chapter 8, Introduction. Persecution against the church in Jerusalem resulted in church members being scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Philip ministered in Samaria, where many people accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. After Peter and John bestowed the gift of the Holy Ghost on the new converts, a sorcerer named Simon attempted to purchase the priesthood. God later led Philip to an Ethiopian official whom Philip taught about Jesus Christ and baptized. Note: Fundamentals of Gospel Teaching and Learning. Each scripture-based lesson in seminary focuses on a scripture block, rather than on a particular concept, theme, doctrine, or principle. These lessons incorporate the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning, helping students to understand the context and content of a scripture block. To identify, understand, and feel the truth and importance of gospel doctrines and principles, and to apply doctrines and principles. Suggestions for teaching. Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 25. Philip ministers in Samaria, where Simon the sorcerer attempts to purchase the priesthood. Display some money. Ask students to imagine they have received a large amount of money. What is something you would purchase with money? Point out that some people believe that money can buy anything. However, some of the most valuable things in life cannot be purchased. Invite students to look as they study Acts 8 for a gift from God that cannot be purchased. Remind students that in Acts 7, we learn about the death of the disciple Stephen at the hands of persecutors. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Acts 8, 1 through 5. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what church members did as a result of persecution against the church in Jerusalem. You may want to explain that haling in Acts 8:3 means dragging or pulling. What did persecution lead members to do? Direct students' attention to the name Philip in verse 5. Remind students that Philip was one of the seven disciples ordained to assist the 12 apostles in ministering to the needs of church members. Ask students to refer to the Overview of the Acts of the Apostles handout. See the appendix of this manual, and find the Savior's commission recorded in Acts 1:8. According to Acts 8:5, how did Philip begin to fulfill the Savior's commission? Invite a student to read Acts 8:6 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Samaritans responded to Philip's preaching. How did these Samaritans respond to Philip's preaching? In addition to preaching the gospel, what other works did Philip perform? Invite a student to read Acts 8:9 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the description of a Samaritan named Simon. What do we learn about Simon from these verses? Explain that the, quote, use of power gained from the assistance or control of evil spirits is called sorcery, end quote. From Bruce R. McConkie, Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 2, page 82. What influence did Simon have on the people? Invite a student to read Acts 8:12 through 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Simon responded to Philip's preaching. Ask students to report what they find. According to verse 13, how was Simon affected by the miracles and signs he saw? Summarize Acts 18:14 through 16 by explaining that Peter and John came to Samaria after hearing that the people there had accepted the word of God. They prayed that the converted Samaritans would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Ask students to read Acts 8:17 silently, looking for what Peter and John did for the new church members in Samaria. What can we learn from this account about how the gift of the Holy Ghost is given? After students respond, write the following doctrine on the board. The gift of the Holy Ghost is bestowed after baptism through the laying on of hands by authorized priesthood holders. Invite a student to read Acts 8:18 and 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the offer Simon made to Peter. What offer did Simon make to Peter? Show students the money you displayed at the beginning of the lesson. Invite them to consider how they would have responded to Simon if they had been in Peter's position. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Acts 8, 20 through 24. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Peter taught Simon about receiving the priesthood. What did Peter teach Simon about the priesthood, as recorded in verse 20? When he offered the apostles money in exchange for receiving the priesthood, what did Simon not understand about the priesthood? Because the priesthood belongs to God, it can be bestowed only according to His will. God establishes the manner in which the priesthood may be obtained. According to verses 21 through 23, why could Simon not yet receive the priesthood? In what ways do you think Simon's heart was not right in the sight of God? See verse 21. What can we learn from this account about receiving the priesthood? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. The priesthood is bestowed according to God's will and standard of worthiness. Write this truth on the board. Why do you think it is important to know that the priesthood is bestowed upon individuals only according to God's will and standard of worthiness? Summarize Acts 8:25 by explaining that Peter and John preached the gospel in many Samaritan villages. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Philip teaches and baptizes an Ethiopian official. Ask students to think of situations in which they have needed or would need someone to guide them. What are some situations in which you could be a guide for someone else? You might invite students to think of destinations or subjects they are knowledgeable about or talents they have developed. Invite students to look as they study the remainder of Acts 8 for an important way in which they can be a guide for others. Invite a student to read Acts 8:26 through 28 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why Philip went to Gaza. Why did Philip go to Gaza? Who was also traveling in the area Philip was in? An Ethiopian eunuch. Explain that a eunuch was an official in the court of a king or queen. See Bible Dictionary, eunuch. What was the Ethiopian official doing in his chariot? Reading from Esaias, or the words of Isaiah. Place two chairs facing each other at the front of the room. Ask for two volunteers to act out the roles of the Ethiopian official and Philip in the account that follows. You may want to assign these roles before class and invite these students to prepare to act out their parts. Ask the student playing the Ethiopian official to sit in one of the chairs and the student playing Philip to stand by the door. Invite a third student to perform the role of the narrator. Ask these students to read aloud from Acts 29 through 39 and act out their respective parts. Ask the class to watch what took place between Philip and the Ethiopian official. As students read and act out their parts, do the following. Number 1. After the narrator reads verses 32 and 33, invite students to consider writing Isaiah 53:7 through 8 as a cross-reference in their scriptures next to Acts 8:32 through 33. Number 2. After the narrator reads verse 35, ask the student performing the role of Philip to explain to the class what he or she would teach about the Savior in this situation. You may want to invite the class to make suggestions as well. And number 3, when the narrator reads verse 38, kindly ask the volunteers not to act out the performance of baptism. After the volunteers have finished this activity, thank them and invite them to return to their seats. According to verse 29, why did Philip go to the Ethiopian official's chariot? According to verse 31, what did the official say he needed in order to understand the writings of Isaiah? According to verses 35 through 38, how was Philip a guide for the official? What principle can we learn from Philip's experience about the results of heeding the promptings of God? Students may use different words, but make sure it is clear that as we heed promptings from God, we can receive opportunities to help guide others to Jesus Christ. Write this principle on the board. Provide students with copies of the following handout. Invite students to follow the instructions on the handout and think of ways they could help guide someone to Jesus Christ. Explain that they will have an opportunity to share with the class what they write. Guiding others to Jesus Christ. Select one of the following situations. A young man you are friends with belongs to another Christian church. One day during lunch, you feel prompted to talk with him about the church. While walking home from school, you see a young woman who is crying. You recognize her as a member of your ward who has not attended any church meetings for several years. You feel prompted to talk to her. As you try to comfort her, she describes her challenges and asks, "Why can't I just be happy?" The mother of a young man you are connected with on a social media site recently passed away. You feel prompted to respond to the following post he recently made. Quote, "Feeling alone right now, wishing that someone understood." End quote. On the back side of this piece of paper, or in your class notebook or scripture study journal, write what you would say and do to help guide this person to Jesus Christ. In your description, include answers to the following questions. What truths of the gospel would you share to help guide this person to Jesus Christ? What is one scripture you might invite this person to study? What would you invite this person to do? After sufficient time, divide students into pairs. Invite students to explain to their partners what they wrote and why they would take that approach. Then invite students to explain to the entire class what they wrote. You might consider inviting students who selected one of the first two scenarios to role-play what they would say and do in these situations. With you playing the individual, they are trying to help. If you do so, give students a minute to prepare before inviting them to role-play the scenario with you. Then ask the class the following questions. When and how have you helped guide someone to Jesus Christ? When and how has someone helped guide you to Jesus Christ? Encourage students to heed promptings from God so they can be directed to individuals whom they can help guide to Jesus Christ. Invite students to ponder what they can do in the next few days to help guide someone they know to Jesus Christ. Encourage students to report back to the class what they experience.